This is your announcer, Shannon St. Mainframe, welcoming you to our IPA Livecast. Now that O.J. Simpson is dead, I can finally reveal the real killer of Ron and Nicole. It was Vince Neil. But it was all a big accident. He thought they were the last living members of Hanoi Rocks, waiting for him to finish the job. Oopsies. Our IPA Livecast starts now.
You know, if only Marsha Clark and the cops had not mishandled that Zamboni evidence.
It wasn't a knife. He cut them with skates.
Blades. If the blade don't fit, you must have quit. Welcome to RIPL Livecast to everyone but O.J. Simpson, because he is no longer of this realm.
Well, that's not why. If he was alive, I still wouldn't welcome him either.
I'll take it. We're a big tent podcast. O.J. Simpsons.
If a racist or a murderer or a racist murderer wants to listen to our show, who are we to stop them?
Oh, sure. I'm just not welcoming them.
Who's the racist? Where did racists have come into this? Was O.J. a racist?
In general.
Oh.
No.
Well, he killed two white people.
That's fair.
It's probably racist.
But he used to fuck one of them, so.
That's true.
His dick ain't racist, at least.
Yeah.
Ron Goldman was a hottie, though. Let's just put that out there.
Oh, Rob.
It's been 30 years.
What other historic murder victims would you fuck, Rob? Let's go through the list.
Let's see. Who was Shannon Tate with when she was murdered? I'm sure one of those guys was hot.
Roman Polanski.
No.
No, he's alive. The survivor. And he's into young women.
No, it wasn't. Who was she dating, though? Who was the...
Oh, I think Rob meant, like, literally the other victims of the murder.
Oh,
yeah, because that's...
Like, who else was in the house?
What other murder victims do I find attractive? Anywho, off to a hot start. It's Rob here with Sid and Darren.
Dick will make you slash somebody.
And the one of the big stories this week was that O.J. Simpson passed away. A lot of kind of 90s nostalgia as a result of it, because I think it was one of the first big national stories, like right as cable television got, you know, more reach. So it was the first time that people could really spend the whole day just following a network bullshitting and stretching about one trial.
Though honestly, you didn't even need to have cable. Like our local,
I was just gonna say, yes,
covering it all day long too.
Yeah, like that's the local true. Channel 4 News had, they broke into their soap operas to show the Bronco chase.
Yeah, yep. And even the trial beyond mm-hmm. the chase.
Yeah, I remember Fox 5 itself. Like all day, because they didn't have like daytime programming really. They didn't have soap operas or anything, so they just did like live coverage of the trial the whole time.
I remember just people just being. It was like Team OJ and Team OJ's a murderer, and like just no in between. Like everybody had a side, and they wanted to kill each other at that point.
You know, it's very reflective of how society is today, I feel, with political issues, where it's like two extremes and you're not allowed to have a middle ground, sort of. If you have a middle ground, both sides accuse you of being on the other side.
What would be the middle ground for like an O.J. Simpson trial take? What would be the middle ground?
I would say maybe somebody isn't convinced that he did it, and they don't know for a fact that he's a murderer, but he might have done it.
Okay. Here's the middle ground, and this middle ground
like
came
agnosticism.
Out.
Right.
It came out actually this week again when people started reanalyzing the trial, which is that OJ likely did commit the murder, but based on the police planting evidence, he should have been found not guilty.
Did they plant evidence?
Yes.
I thought they like mishandled. Well, I don't know that they did. They plant?
Well, Mark Furman, when he was asked if he planted evidence, pleaded the fifth. So that creates reasonable doubt.
Okay. 100%.
And then thus, because of the reasonable doubt, he should be found not guilty. There should be, you know, the thing is, when they were doing the investigation, I think they planted evidence. So like the whole investigation is tainted.
The glove was moved. Was that it? Was that the evidence that there was planted? I think
there was something planted. Like, wasn't there a gun planted? Let's see.
Well, the why point would there is, be a like, gun? If you ever saw Making a Murderer, like a big part of the argument against that series was that the cops framed a guilty person because they knew they did not have enough evidence.
Oh, the glove was planted.
Yeah.
So the idea is the cops do this a lot, and it's, you know, it's fucked up, but I mean, like, they just do the judge and jury and executioner thing, and they go, we know this guy's guilty.
Yeah.
We can't, he's going to get off. We're going to plant the A, B, and C. And that's what I think happened with OJ.
Yeah.
But they fucked up the case because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was a common occurrence from what I read in the LAPD. And they were putting a lot of. Yeah. So.
But also they can be wrong. That's
two wrongs. Two wrongs do not make a right.
Yeah.
It can be wrong. They weren't wrong in the case of OJ, but they can be wrong.
Yeah.
I think that is a nuanced way to look at it, of course. And I feel like a lot of people misinterpret that as defending one side or the other.
Yeah,
but I think I've mentioned this on the show. My lasting memory from the OJ thing was just I was in junior high school at the time, and we were at lunch, and just my vice principal grabs the PA and is like, "Excuse me, everyone, quiet down." And everyone's like, "What?" And they were just like, "Not guilty." And that's all he said. Not guilty.
Everyone knows what you're talking about.
At, not me. Was that more not
for
me.
The teachers than for the students, I guess?
It was for there weren't any teachers. This was in the cafeteria. There weren't teachers. There were maybe a few chaperones, but like.
But wait, so this was over the PA, or just he went into the room and said it to the room?
The cafeteria PA. Like, he went into the room and said it to the cafeteria.
Oh, wow.
Because everyone, I think everyone had lunch at the same time. Because this was only three grades, so everyone just had lunch at the same time. I guess so that the teachers could get a lunch break, essentially.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, everyone was in the room, and he just said, not guilty. All the black kids were going wild, like celebrating, like they had just won the lottery. And my dumbass was like, "What is it? What is he even talking about? Not guilty. Not guilty about what?"
Rob,
someone was like, "It's the OJ trial." I was like, "Oh yeah, that's right. That's
yeah. We don't want orange juice at this fucking school. Too much pulp." No, Rob thought it was a trial of the principal and the deans had a trial of the kid who gave him a purple nurple in the hallway. Not guilty. Get the fuck out of here.
I honestly can't remember how I found out. I think I found out while I was at high school, but I don't remember if it was like you with the PA or if a teacher just said it to the room or what.
Yeah, it had to be on a school day.
That's so funny how you were in junior high, you were in high school, and I was in my first year of college when this happened. And I found out in a class, just people started buzzing around in the class. And I don't know how, like maybe the... Yeah. Someone I can't really remember. Maybe someone came in and told the teacher because there was nobody had cell phones, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the delivery system, but I remember that I was in a poli sci class, and the guy who had been talking about this shit for a while, and then we found out. So.
But yeah, well, at least I also saw an interesting. I've never seen this conspiracy theory before. Is that the conspiracy is that O.J. Simpson's son was the one who murdered them, and O.J. was being a good father.
I remember at the time there was some talk of his son, like, and even during the Bronco chase, like when he pulled into his house, like the first person to run out of the house to the car was the son, and people were speculating about why and what his involvement. I remember some vague hints of that. Also, I'll say, like, when this was going on, I was deeply into the Howard Stern show, and basically every day they just went over the trial too, and just like the minutia of it. So basically my take was just Howard Stern's take.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's probably where I heard that rumor at the time.
Yeah. And so he was a chef, and there was something where she apparently skipped out on some important chef thing that he, like some important dinner that party that he was organizing, and he was very upset, the son. And so the conspiracy is that he was the one that went over there, and then when he saw her like on a date as opposed to at his dinner thing, he lost his cool, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and murder.
Yeah. But I really understand the black people being excited about it. Like, I know that was a point of contention with like white people who kind of lean towards maybe not outright racist. They were obviously going to take the anti-black side no matter what. But like, you know, people who consider themselves not racist, but like always they need a very little push to start saying racist things. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, look at these black people like rallying around O.J. Simpson, who clearly murdered two people. But then, like, you know, I understand the black people's, like, this represents police malfeasance in one sense, and also people have no idea today how huge of a celebrity O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. Also, this is after Rodney King.
Right? Yeah, very shortly
after. So,
yeah.
So there was already a lot of heat on the LAPD and cops in general. Just black people just did not trust police at all. So it's very easy how it was irrelevant to them whether he murdered this right. white couple or not, because it was more just about how they felt that the cops were abusing power.
And they were. That's the thing about it.
Yeah, there was just a lot of crap going on in the world.
But the great thing is, after that not guilty verdict, the LAPD completely cleaned up their act. And that no malfeasance has happened since. They 100% learned their lesson from that.
Yeah. Absolutely. This was absolutely the turning point of the of the corruption situation.
When God closes a door, he opens two carotid arteries.
He opens two evidence bags. Let's hear. Reach right in and take whatever you want.
Oh.
R.I.P. OJ. That's this week's R.I.P.
Well, I want to play a few clips that have surfaced in the wake of his death.
Okay.
First is this old interview clip from the late 90s. I may have seen this before, but it's insane to me what's going on here. So let me just play.
Is P. Diddy in this?
There's no P. Diddy involved.
Ron Jeremy?
No.
Joe Biden popping up on OJ's stomach.
If you promise that you will not ask me another question about the case,
I will never ask you again.
We won't have to talk about it anymore.
Just did you do it?
No, I didn't. Nope.
Not the delivery.
After we finished filming,
hold on. It gets even crazier.
OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke, and this is it.
So for our audio listeners, she opens her hotel room door and there's OJ with a knife, a butcher's knife.
Was it a butcher knife or it looked like a banana?
I thought it was a prop of some kind. I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't think it was an actual knife. It looked yellow.
Oh, you're right. It is a banana. Okay.
But a deadly banana. Very sharp banana.
She had a potassium allergy. So.
But he made the sound of like the Halloween movies or whatever. Psycho, of stabbing. Of Psycho. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a brave woman. Forget about this part. Just to do the interview with him and to ask him like probing questions. Who the fuck knows what he's going to do?
Nope. I did it.
It's good that he had a sense of humor about it, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what? It can't be double jeopardy. He knows the law.
Yeah.
He knows what he's allowed to get away with.
Literally anything, except for stealing some memorabilia. That's where we draw the line.
Well, you can
his
have,
own.
You can have a civil trial, though. We know.
Yeah.
And then he lost the shit out of that.
Yeah. But he still seemed to be doing okay. He wasn't like living on the streets or anything. So he lost money, but he still got by.
I mean, didn't he go and rob the memorabilia store though? Like he wouldn't be doing that okay.
He was broke.
Yeah.
Well, the civil trial I think like really fucked him up. He just lost all of his finances from it.
What a crazy life. Like I feel like I felt this at the time and I still feel this today. Like all you gotta do when you're rich is just not kill anybody. Like, basically the one thing you can't do. Just chill. Just do movies. He was in a million movies. Like, yeah. I think, you know, and I was talking, I have a WhatsApp chat with some of the younger kids that I go to school with, like 20-year-olds, and they're very well aware of who OJ is because it's a famous story in American history and all that. But they don't, they think he's famous because he murdered, like he was a football player and he murdered people. No, this guy was like The Rock. He was The Rock. He was an athlete, a great, great athlete, famous for being an athlete, who then went on to be a famous on every talk show, every night, Johnny Carson all the fucking time. Movies, big movies and big movies, like
commercials, all the commercials.
And that's another reason why I feel like black people rallied around him, because it was like a black guy that came out of living it poor and became a superstar, like a super superstar, and personable, friendly, funny. And then the cops are on his ass. Of course, you know, the cops are on this guy. They're going to get him, of course.
And then there was, if you remember, there was a lot of white people at the time whose response to the black community rallying around OJ was, OJ's not even really black. Look at who he hangs out with and who he dated and how he lived. He wasn't even really a black person, really.
Right.
What are they? He didn't like them. Why are they backing him up?
He's that black, like, and I did. I to be fair, I that's very true. But I heard black people saying that too.
Oh, so really?
A certain camp of black people would be like, "Well, you know, as soon as the trial starts, he's got all the white lawyers, and he's turned into his white friends to show how you know." So, but that was you're definitely right. That was a predominantly a white argument, and but you know, I mean, he's black when the cops show up. Yeah. You can't get rid
I
of
do
that.
Notice though that like also black people, there's just some kind of looking down on the idea of a black man dating a white woman.
Yeah,
I feel
definitely. From black a lot of black men. I feel like online you see that in Twitter and stuff,
and from black women. I think black women they feel left behind in that sense of just like you know, like we're not good enough for you kind of thing.
It's fair. Really... I mean, it's fair. Not that there's anything wrong with a black man dating a white woman, but I understand the feeling. I understand the feeling. As soon as you get rich, you know what I mean? They look at it as it's not a good look.
Mm-hmm. Also, we all have Jewish parents. Mm-hmm. We know that getting that kind of pushback, not necessarily a black and white thing, but a Jew, non-Jew thing. All the different tribes have their version of this. Yeah.
And I will say, for me, it's more my family, because my mother is very, very like, you know, open-minded about that kind of thing. But my family, like I had, there were times when I very rarely go to family functions outside of my immediate family. But there was a couple of times I went to something with my extended family, my cousins and stuff. And I had one time I went with my Dominican girlfriend who was very dark skinned and that did not go over.
It caused an uproar.
Yeah.
Did anybody say anything to you, or was it just like back channel shit?
It was like side eye at the time, but no overt comments, like no, like more like, oh, nice to meet you. And like, you know, like eye rolly type of things and stuff. And they definitely treated her like a second class citizen. Spoke perfect. She was born here. She had even had a Brooklyn accent like me more than any kind of Latin accent or anything. Like she perfectly assimilated American Brooklynite, but doesn't matter. You got brown skin.
Yeah, the judgment happened the second she walked in the door. She didn't like it was locked in already.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same thing happened. Honestly, I feel with my ex-wife. You know, she's a very brown woman, and she's you know, we went to some functions. They were nice. It wasn't as bad. Like they went because I feel like because we were married. You know, like I feel like they have to be like tread a little more carefully, but yeah, they just American Jews. A lot of times are very conservative with that kind of shit.
Everybody just wants to carry on the heritage. It's everybody's so concerned.
Eugenics.
All right.
Yeah, everybody's so concerned with that. Like it really fucking like oh, whatever, man. Who cares?
Yeah, my idea. I see it more like the Matrix. Everyone should just merge into one race.
Yes,
you know, like let's go.
It's gonna happen anyway. Why we should just accelerate it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do also want to play this one final clip of Steve Harvey and Cuba Gooding Jr. talking about this, which I think is honestly the most insane clip I've seen this week. And I was so excited to come across this because I was like, oh, this is made for us. So,
when I think erudite commentary, I think Steve Harvey and Cuba Gooding Jr.
And for context, I believe Cuba is on promoting the movie or the miniseries on FX where he played O.J. Simpson. So,
this is from the time of the murders or from now?
No, reflecting? This is from 6 years ago.
Oh,
so this is reflecting. Okay. Yes. Reflecting, but from a few years, but while O.J. was still alive.
Gotcha.
You know something, man? Johnny Cochran, who was a friend of mine,
humble brag,
he had put the system on trial.
Right.
Not O.J.
Right.
He put the system.
Yeah.
OJ killed everybody in that driveway. That's just the hell with all this. OJ killed both them people. Yeah, that's cool. He killed everybody over there.
I mean, I hate to laugh, but it's only because there's the conviction of your statement. It's like,
there was no conviction.
To say anything.
They ain't got a damn footprint, fingerprint. They ain't got none. All of it's in your ride. It's in your truck. Come on. Okay, but now here's the deal.
I could give you information that would refute all of that, but why? I mean, I get it. If OJ came out of jail today and he said, I did it, I killed those people, it's people like you would say, prison broke that man, I knew it, he killed him. And people who believe he's innocent would say, prison broke that man, see, they brainwashed him to believe that he did it. So that's why we're not here to convince anybody and change your beliefs.
Yeah, not you with the movie. I am. Yeah. No, I'm cool with you, Cuba. No, I'm really cool with you. That's cool. See, they gave me a talk show. I talk. I say what it is.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
This is
really
the birth of Judge Steve Harvey. This is where he came up with the idea. It's like, if it was me instead of Ito, that man would have been locked off a long time ago. Let me call
it. Would have been a conviction. And then he would go off on 2 minutes of racist Japanese material.
Yeah, I know. Can't be worse than what fucking Jay Leno did, man. That's still the weirdest thing of that whole era to me is fucking the dancing Itos on Jay Leno's show every night. What a fucking weird time. Oh, yeah. My God.
I think it could be worse, though. I think Steve could find a way to be worse. Right back
and you'll hear a tale.
Is this
him?
This is it. That started from his crib when house and up the 405. O.J. was a mighty running back. His lawyers had some style. They thought that it would only be a 3 month trial. A 3 month trial. Miss Marcia started getting rough. She knew she must not fail. With all his lawyers, O.J. could go free or maybe rot in jail. Or maybe rot in jail. So now they're in the courtroom. And they'll stay there for a while.
Even then, it was Judge
Ito too. Right. At least Gilligan's Island is
there they go.
Are these people?
Oh,
are they actually rapping?
Huh?
They does not look like it.
It really sticks to Marshall Clark.
Standing ovation. Dancing Itos. Oh my God, we deserve everything bad that happens to us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, if you're not old enough to remember that, everything on TV was that for like a year plus. Some variation on that. Just obsessed with this trial and these murders.
You put on SNL and every week Norm MacDonald was making jokes about OJ being guilty. You put on Seinfeld and they had a character parodying Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
Like literally everywhere you looked, it was in touching pop culture.
And also getting on the bus, you'd hear people arguing about it.
Oh my God.
You couldn't escape it. You couldn't escape it. Just like Ron and Nicole couldn't escape it. But I want to go back to the Steve Harvey thing because like he's just – What he's acting to me, his demeanor, he's acting like he's saying the most counterintuitive thing that you could possibly come up with. Like, I'm going to tell you a secret. He killed
like those. It's a hot take.
He killed those two. Like, it's not what 99.7% of everybody in the world already.
But maybe not his audience. I don't know. Or like Cuba Gooding Jr. specifically.
Yeah, he has the one guy in a 300 mile radius that doesn't believe that on the couch next to him.
Who just got paid to play O.J. Simpson and try to get into that headspace and make him sympathetic.
And what a bad casting that was. I felt like I really liked that movie. I just thought he was terrible as O.J.
I think they were was it a movie or was it a miniseries?
Miniseries, right.
I think they were probably just like, well, O.J. was a horrible actor. Who is a current horrible actor that looks sort of like O.J.? All right, Cuba Gooding Jr., that works. Let's do that. Yeah. And also, it was a Ryan Murphy production, and you know he likes to make odd casting choices. Like John Travolta was in that, and fucking what's his face from Friends?
Ross.
Yes.
He was Shapiro. Uh-huh. Kardashian, right? He was Kardashian. Sorry, I think it was the Kardashian. Was one of them. Robert Kardashian.
But yeah, you know, so they like going for some campy casting choices. Mm-hmm.
But he's like 160 pounds soaking wet. OJ's like a big strapping guy, you know?
Who would you, what if they had cast Steve Harvey?
I mean, Steve Harvey physically looks more like OJ than Cuba Gooding Jr. than Cuba Gooding Jr., though.
But Gooding Jr. did win an Oscar for playing a football player.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver, though. It's different. Wiry.
That's fair.
And that movie, I don't know.
What was OJ's position?
Running back. Hmm.
Yeah. Did Sid, I think you and I talked about this off the air. I don't know if I mentioned this on the air, but were we together at this? I think I might have
sent you a photo. I think I know what you're about to say, and I think you sent us in our group chat a picture.
Okay. Yeah, I was at a Mets game, and a guy wore an OJ Simpson the Buffalo Bills jersey to the Mets game.
I wonder how that guy feels this weekend. Like, is he busting the jersey back out in honor? He's sad. Or?
No, I'm sure. Well, maybe, yes, because I think that was pure trollism. There's no way he actually gives a shit about O.J. Simpson. It's like,
maybe he's an old school Bills fan, and he just that part of O.J.'s legacy is more important to him than all the stuff that came after.
I could believe. All right, I'll go 2% that, 98% troll. He's just fucking with people, trying to get a reaction.
It's like wearing an Aaron Hernandez jersey.
I have seen that too. I think also at a Mets game. Oh man, no, Islanders game, I think. Yeah.
Islanders. Busting out the old Chris Benoit shirt. There's so much merch that only a certain type of person will wear anymore. There should just be like a fanatics.com, but just for people who have been accused or convicted of murder. Just those athletes or rape. Here's all the merch for the people that you wouldn't feel comfortable going to a store and asking for this, but we've got you covered. We'll send it in an unmarked bag. You're good.
Ali by Express.
I wonder if you can. I'm sure you can buy Chris Benoit merch on like Amazon.
Oh, 100%. I've seen stuff on there. I can't remember a specific one right now, but like punny type of shirt, like they're making fun of the murder, like being edgelord shit.
Yeah. No, you could just get a Crippler shirt.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I'm talking about like edgy Chris Benoit shirts. I'm sure they would still sell the old prints and all that he actually sold.
Mm. Yeah, I guess this one's pretty edgy. Better dad than Chris Benoit.
No, that's fine. No, I feel like that's not glorifying Chris Benoit. That's like a funny punchline, I think.
It's true.
I wouldn't wear it, but you know. I respect the joke.
Well, technically none of us should wear it.
Right. I mean, like, I wouldn't wear that. All right, what should I say? That level of edginess, I wouldn't wear a shirt.
You wouldn't publicly go for that, but you honor it. Yeah.
It's like my past. My past self would wear that.
Didn't you have like a funny like Jesus getting crucified shirt?
Oh yeah, I
do. What was that one?
It's a casual Friday. Jesus has a Hawaiian shirt on the cross.
You could get that shirt at the same merch store where you get the Better Dad Than Chris Benoit shirt.
Oh, I have another Jesus shirt. It's not that offensive, but I got in trouble at a poker game once because I had it on, and it shows Jesus. like kind of bored, like sitting like this at the poker table, and there's a dealer and like two other players, and they're all playing cards, and the dealer's pointing at him, and it says Antichrist. Antichrist. I have that.
That's
one.
Not that, you know, offensive. That's just like a poker pun. That's pretty harmless.
To some people, especially Catholics, like just mentioning Jesus in any context that's not reverent, they get upset at you.
So what was the reaction you got?
You can't. You got to take that shirt off. I was at a home game, like not a home, not someone's home, but they call it a home game when it's like a not a casino or a, like a small group of friends or whatever. And,
was this Durinsky guy just trying to get you shirtless?
Yeah, no, this guy I knew brought me to the game, which happens frequently. Like, oh, I know this game, blah blah blah. So I went to this game and they didn't like my shirt.
So did you take it off? What happened?
I had a sweatshirt with me.
Okay.
So sweatshirt on.
Wow.
And then they were nice to me after that. They were like, I understand it's a joke, but we don't appreciate that. You know, like they weren't like dicks to me after that. And I said,
I'm not into that kind of comedic sharing.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a bunch of, I can't say his name. A bunch of our friends there. No, they were nice after that. They were very kind. And I'm a guest.
Every once in a while, you should have just like lifted the sweater up just to like psych them out a little bit. Remind them it's still there.
We say tilt. That's the poker has a word for that called tilt. You tilt them and they start playing bad.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably why they wanted to cover it up, because it was just a distraction and they couldn't focus on the game.
Yeah. I realized I didn't change my my name from the earthquake episode. So I'm still the world's number one John Tenta fan.
Nothing wrong with that.
I am, anyway.
R.I.P. a legend.
Yeah.
He's with OJ now.
Oh, I hope not. If there's two different afterlives.
Two icons of the 90s.
So are we saying that, like, once you shuffle off this mortal coil, like, your sins don't really matter and you just exist in a big amorphous blob of souls and...
Yeah,
it's petty things like killing two people don't matter.
Well, how many people did Earthquake kill with his butt splashes? You don't know.
None, Sid. He was very safe. Take offense to that.
How dare you?
He would sit down gently on their chest. I always thought that as a kid.
How many people did he kill with farting on planes?
That maybe
gassing people.
I believe he killed more people with chili than with his fish. But did you ever notice this, Rob? And you said too, you were watching this at the time. I always felt he was too safe with that thing. Like,
oh yeah,
understandably, it's just a move that shouldn't have been done. Like, he would just sit on your chest, jump, run back and forth on the ropes, take a big leap and land and squat on your chest, which ostensibly would, if it was real, he would be like crushing your chest. But he did it so gently, like gingerly, I felt.
Yeah.
As a kid, I didn't notice as much as when I would go back and watch as an adult, for sure.
That's fair.
Yeah, but
how do we get on that?
The other story of the week, speaking of natural occurrences, was there was a big eclipse.
Right.
Did either of you watch the eclipse?
I don't give a fuck about that. I can see it online if I really want to see it that bad. I do have a little anecdote about it, but I'll let you introduce the segment first.
No, I was going to cut to a clip, so let us know the anecdote. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was happened to be working in Central Park that day. Oh. If you don't know, I officiate sports, one of my different things that I do. So I was doing a high school game, and we had the people just decided to congregate on the field. And they were just watching this eclipse pastorally, you know, and they're all sitting basically right behind the infield. And we had to move them because these girls are good and they will hit the ball right off these idiots. So it was
just like random people just showed up and sat on your field in the middle of a game?
45,000 random people. No, not on the middle of a game. Before the game started,
they had
chosen that spot to sit, not knowing we were going to play a game. So I had to go with my partner to the outfield and clear all these people. Like out of the, and 90% of them were fine. And there were just a couple of people that decided to be like resistant. And one of them looks at me and I just very politely, and I said, you know, we need this space. The girls are going to play a game. You know, do you know that this is a once in a millennium event?
Oh my God.
And I said, looked right back at him. And I said, yes. And you can see the once in a millennium event from 50 yards over that, right?
Yeah, what does that have to do with them having to sit in that spot?
It looked like exactly the same. Wow. And so that was one. That was the more annoying one. I went down. There was like maybe a 60-year-old lady, like three of them, but two of them immediately got up. The third one looks at me. He's like, oh, we picked the perfect spot. And then she starts giving me the yenta, you know. Uh-huh. And I was like, all right. But, you know, there's a lot of places you can watch this. There's not a lot of places to for these girls to play softball. You know, they need a field. She started whining. And her friends, thankfully, stepped in. Like, I can't remember her name, but I'm going to call her Ethel. And they were, because it makes more sense.
Yeah.
And they were like, come on, Ethel, let's go. Let's get out. What are you complaining for? Let's get out of here. Let the girls play.
I can't.
Yeah, Cosmo, queen of the Upper East Side.
Those poor girls. Really, you should be like, all right, you can stay, but I just want you to know there's going to be balls flying at your face. Oh, you know, like, what are they arguing?
If I could, I would. The problem is the more likely scenario is the girl will trip over these stupid fucking idiots, and then they'll be endangered. Otherwise, if it was just them getting hit with the ball, play ball, please.
So hey, then, while the eclipse happened, the game was going on.
No, I at least if it did, I didn't notice it.
Okay. So you finished the game before it happened?
I suppose so, unless it happened.
It started at like 3:30,
the eclipse.
Oh, so that we started at 4. So I don't know why these people were still out there. That maybe they were just very badly misinformed.
They were still complaining after the fact. Jesus Christ.
Or maybe they just didn't know when the eclipse was, because I had no idea when the eclipse was.
It lasted a little while, but by 4 o'clock, yeah, like, you see what you need to see by then already.
It absolutely did not happen, or at least I did not notice it happening during my game. Game started at 4:07 p.m.
Yeah. It was over by then.
I don't think in the city we had full coverage. So you, like, if you're not looking, you wouldn't have really noticed it.
It got darker, but like nothing crazy.
So maybe it happened and it was so nothing and shitty that they didn't know and they were still waiting for it.
That could very well be.
Wow. Maybe they were about to like record a discussion podcast about the experience and they just had that the acoustics in that spot were really good. They were for their Patreon. They needed to have a roundtable eclipse discussion.
Well, one other person who was not a fan of the eclipse is friend of the show, Mike Francesa. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see this. This is good.
Let's hear what Mike has to say.
I don't know about you, but I'm eclipsed out.
Me too.
I am eclipsed out. I mean, I can't watch any more things on TV. You watch a news performance now, a news program now, the network news
performance.
You know, at 6:30, I like to turn the network news on.
Fair.
Everything is about this eclipse. Hey, I'm driving on the highway the other day, and the board says, you know, the board's up there, eclipse Monday, use mass transit. Why do you have to use mass transit? This thing takes somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes maximum.
Speak on it, Mike.
Got a point.
You're telling me if you're driving along and it gets dark and you turn your car lights on, which is supposed to be on anyway, you can't drive for 3 minutes? Or if it's somehow dangerous to your vision.
That's not what they're saying, I don't think.
And close your eyes.
I think the alert was that there's going to be heavy traffic because people are driving to go watch the eclipse. It's best to avoid driving this day. That's what they're saying.
He skips over so many words. It's amazing. I was on the highway the other day. On the radio. I'm a close up.
I can't drive?
So you're telling me if you're driving along and it gets dark and you turn your car lights on, which is supposed to be on anyway.
Nobody's telling you this.
You can't drive for 3 minutes?
No.
Why are your lights supposed to be on at 3:30 in the afternoon anyway?
I mean, just like daytime running lights for safety cars have that.
Newer cars do have just daytime running lights now, yeah.
Okay.
But just to your vision, pull over and close your eyes.
What?
For 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes. maybe 4 minutes maximum.
So
I don't
generous.
Get it. Now, I'm not a science guy.
I don't like science. I'm not. I don't like science. What does that even mean? What does that mean?
I don't
believe gravity. Okay, I have my questions about gravity.
I'm not even entirely sure there is a sun. Okay,
I'm not even sure I have suns.
I haven't seen them in like 7 years. Okay, they're up in a room like veal, being like trapped in a box.
Rose tells me I have suns, but.
I heard from Mons. Mons is to see my son every day when he goes to visit Ro. I don't know what they're doing. I don't care. Okay.
Science fiction. I don't watch science fiction movies. I've told you that many times. I've never seen the greatest science fiction movies ever made. I've never seen any of them.
Which he's like Trump. He's just all over.
I've never seen 2001.
Wait.
Whatever you would call it. I don't like science fiction.
I don't like Stan Lee. Who's Stan Lee? I've
told you that many times. I've never seen the greatest science fiction movies ever made. I've never seen any of them. I've never seen a Star Wars movie. I've never seen 2001. Whatever you would consider the great, I don't watch horror movies. I don't.
Lumping together 2001 and Star Wars is quite a range of movies, I have to say. But, all right.
Watch science top movies like Halloween. And I don't okay. watch
Chop movies.
Halloween?
Science fiction.
Chop Shop movies. It's about people taking engines apart?
You know, movies. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl. Good triumphs over evil.
I don't like movies. Okay.
Good triumphs over evil, and you don't like like watch Star Wars. That's literally Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like what?
Okay.
Don't like science. So I don't want to rain on everybody's parade and go into a rant about this.
Wait, you don't like science, but you don't want to rain on everyone's parade? Rain is science.
He should like rain because it blocks an eclipse.
The older he gets, the more he looks like a monkey. Look at him.
It's true. He's...
Just cover his face with brown fur, and it's a monkey. You don't have to change anything else. The ears, the jaw, the mouth.
Yeah. He's very simian.
If he's a fucking chimp.
I see it.
If you monkey and the mad dog. God bless. But, I mean, enough already.
Episode title.
Enough already.
I mean, the Yankees moved their game. Because of it. They moved the time of their game. You have network specials today in the middle of the day to cover this thing. It's 4 minutes.
What is that? So because it's 4 minutes, it shouldn't be covered? Like, well, what's
here's a question. How long is the Kentucky Derby, Mike? Because you frothily cover that every year, and I bet it's not even 4 minutes. How about that? Yeah,
exactly.
It's just an eclipse of like five horses. If we just translate all of science into horses,
that'll get it.
Mike would be so on board if Star Wars just had Mr. Ed as Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
he'd be in. That's all he needs.
If someone should tell him that if there's no eclipse every so many number of years, their Diet Coke production will cease. He'll get very upset. We got to have eclipses every year, okay? More eclipses. I'm not a science guy. You know this very well. Okay?
Oh, my God. He is so dumb.
Fauci down there. Another guy that looks like a chimp, by the way.
Oh. Is he responding to Mikey? Do they have a show together now? Just like a crossfire kind of show?
It looks like there might be more to this. Hold on. Let's see.
Mike and the Vax Doc.
Specials today. In the middle of the day to cover this thing. It's 4 minutes.
Look, his facial motions are like a chimp trying to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one historical note.
It's like somebody just put an iPad in the hands of a chimp and it's just, what I don't understand.
I will say this. This reminds me of a Mark B video. And I'll tell you why. Because his point is valid. His point is completely valid. But he took the dumbest possible wraparound route to get to the point. I don't give a fuck about the eclipse either. I'm with Mike on that.
But to then impugn all of science and science fiction movies for some reason.
Like, have you ever looked at the eclipse footage? It's like every eclipse that has ever existed in history It looks identical. Like, yeah. Why do you need to look at this one? Go look at a fucking
experience it with your own eyes.
And then go blind.
Yeah, then they don't work anymore.
It's worth it.
It's the last eclipse you'll ever see. Oh, when I was going into the park, also, there were people walking around. This fucking park was flooded with people. Mm-hmm. They're all walking around with these flimsy ass like glasses that you're supposed to wear. That does not look like a good idea. Like, to me, half of them were tourists, first of all. And I couldn't help but imagining they got these glasses from like a guy with a briefcase on like 50th Street and Broadway.
Yeah.
Who then ran away because a cop car pulled up. Like, do not put that on your face and then look at the sun. I'm sorry.
Even if it's a 0.000001 chance that you'll go blind, is it really worth the risk for that? Like, come on. It's just, what's the payoff?
To me, it's the same argument for going on roller coasters. Like, what are you getting out of this that, you know, like, look at a video, a first-person video of someone on a roller coaster. Same shit. You might die. You probably won't die, but you might die. And that's the point. Is you're risking that scary thing. Yeah,
you put yourself in the headspace where you trick yourself into feeling like you might die.
Right. So that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Roller coasters, they're fine. Get out of here. Okay. Get out of here, Grandpa.
Yeah, Rob. Nobody's ever died from a roller coaster. You're right. Nobody's ever fallen out of one.
No one's ever died from walking on the sidewalk. We shouldn't walk on the sidewalk.
But you're doing that for a point beyond just walking on the sidewalk. The roller coaster is its own purpose.
Walking on the sidewalk is necessary to life. It's something we have to do to get places, even though it is, in some sense, an inherent risk. However, Rob, I will also argue getting in a roller coaster carries way more risk than walking on the sidewalk.
And you probably have to walk on a bunch of sidewalks to get to the roller coaster. So even that, you're upping your risk.
Exponentially increasing the risk of getting in the roller coaster.
So if you take anything away from today's episode, let it be that Darren doesn't want you going on roller coasters and Sid doesn't want you walking on sidewalks.
Yes. Be like Sid. Don't leave your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Just then take vitamin D supplements and you're good to go. It's fine.
I actually am taking that now. I got one that I only have to take once a week.
Yeah. Same for like 2 months.
Oh, the guy told me to take it indefinitely.
No, I just got like an 8-pill prescription.
Oh, okay. Oh, I have more than that. Wow, I must be real low on vitamin D. I go out all the time. I work outside.
Yeah, that's for me. It's extremely obvious why I would need it. For you, it's a little confusing. Oh,
just finished my bottle and got a new one.
Maybe he just nicknamed it vitamin D because it's for Darren.
Yeah,
it's like an actual like multivitamin, but it's for 3D. So here you go. Here's some vitamin D for the D man.
I take the D once a week, and I got two of these. I got to take every day. Glucosamine.
What's that?
Chondroitin glucosamine. This What's is that? For my left knee, which contains zero cartilage.
Whatsoever.
I had an MRI.
You're like Terry Funk.
This guy was the best fucking orthopedic doctor that I've ever seen. He looks like and dresses like John Fetterman.
Oh no!
Just walks out like, hey, I just looked at your MRI. Oh my god! You got like it's like a black hole. You got nothing right in the middle. It's right in the worst spot possible. Just no, nothing, nothing. You got nothing there. And so he's like, the right knee's fine. Right knee's perfectly fine. I don't know why, but one knee took the brunt of all of this.
Huh.
Oh wow! And so I was like, what can I do? He's like, it's gonna hurt sometimes. Like, go try not to go upstairs. I was like, well, can I get a knee replacement? He's like, well, you can, but it takes like 2 years for you to heal from it.
God damn.
Intensely painful. And you shouldn't do it. It's really for old people that literally can't stand up. Like, you should just.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but mostly old people. Like, just live with it. And if you lose weight, get in shape, it'll cause you minimal pain. Mm-hmm. So, and take these. He said this regenerates a small amount of cartilage. It's not like a miracle drug, but it helps.
Okay. So, how long have you been doing it?
What, the gummies?
Yeah.
3 months.
About. Have you noticed any like relief of pain or anything?
Yes, but I'm doing a bunch of stuff, so I don't know. I lost weight too. I don't know. I can't necessarily pin it on the gummies, but it didn't hurt.
Okay, good. You on any new meds, Rob?
No new meds. No, nothing new.
This is med injection.
Yeah. Literally.
Just taking my blood pressure pills, although I might not need them anymore now that I lost a bunch of weight. I have to start monitoring my blood pressure.
Your doctor saw your Instagram post last week. He's like, oh, Jack Rob, we might have to take you off of some of these meds now.
Clean bill of health. Yeah. Did getting jacked help your butt bump?
Oh.
No change. I definitely notice it a lot more now that I'm physically
active. Now it looks like a tail.
Falling on my ass.
And also you can
get sore.
You can also look, you have more range to look back there too, I feel like.
It's true.
I know. I can
touch my toes. I wasn't able to do that before.
Can you just show now, right now? Can you do that right now in front of the camera?
I would not be able to do it. There's no way I'd get a full.
Well, we don't need to just to see you attempt it, I think would be worth it, even if we can't see your actual toes.
No, I don't want to get up.
Yeah. Darren, I don't know. I think he's lying probably.
It's fine. You don't have to believe me. I don't need your approval.
I can touch my toes without even getting up. Look right now. I'm reaching down. I'm touching them.
Cheater.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do it.
All right, well, go ahead then. There. Darren, could you? Just to
Oh, fuck. No, I can't. Sorry.
There goes the cartilage in your other knee. Sorry.
5 years old, and he said, give me a break. Pop.
I do want to mention Kid Rock back on the road, in the headlines. And one thing that's interesting is he had a surprise opener recently. Hot new spoken word artist, Tucker Carlson.
Oh no.
That's right. He is on the road with Kid Rock, or maybe just this one show. I didn't bother to look, but I wanted to just see this opening.
I feel welcome. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
It's the Joker.
You may be asking, what am I doing here?
Yes.
No, I know exactly why.
I don't really know. Perfect fit.
I don't really know. Did you hear that? It's fucking disturbing, this voice crack.
So, I wound up here tonight.
No.
Because I was having a dinner at my house with Kid Rock.
Oh.
And a few
Kid Rock,
ago,
man of the people, Tucker Carlson, man of the people.
And he said, and I think he likes my house because you can smoke in my house.
as opposed to
his own house.
But he said, you know, you should come and open for me on my summer tour. And I said, well, I'm honored, of course, but.
Well, I don't have anything else going on.
No. Do we really need the whole backstory of how the contract negotiation happened?
He's so amused.
And he said, and I'm quoting now.
He's drunk, probably.
You will figure it out, yeah, and you will like it. So that was 2 months ago, and I woke up this morning and I thought, I gotta go to Gonzales, Louisiana. And, oh yeah, and open up for Kid Rock, what am I gonna say?
Very awkward.
And I had no idea until I got here. And you know what changed my mind?
He's much better when
he's here. Maybe you have this experience. I woke up this morning and I went on the internet.
Wow. Are you familiar?
And
jeez.
I read all these stories and I thought to myself, this is the most depressing thing that's happened to me in a long time. This country is fucked up. That's what I thought.
He said a bad word.
I did think that. Which is a sad thing to think when you're in bed. And I looked over at my wife and my four dogs and I thought, woo, I feel a little depressed.
Yeah.
And then I got here and I walked through the crowd.
Woo.
And I thought, no. No, woo, it's not. The country they tell me about on the internet is fucked up.
Oh.
The country that I experience when I walk through this crowd, or when I wake up in my town of 100 people in a rural area, is a beautiful country.
Oh, I see. It's big cities that are fucked up.
Filled with beautiful people. I'm standing here and I look out
up.
And I see this structure. I don't know if you can see
structure.
It. It's a lighting rig.
Yeah.
But
lighting
it's got a
rig.
Familiar shape to it.
What is wrong with you, buddy?
A shape I like.
Is it like a cock?
I said, I want to go see the cross. So I walked out to the cross. And as I'm walking out, this chick gets right in my face. She's got two nose rings. a cross necklace and a Trump bracelet. And she looks at me right in the face and she goes, ah! And she said, I love you. And I said, I love you too.
This is so uncomfortable.
And I meant it. And I thought, that's the America that I know.
Yelling at your in your face about
a little
Jesus.
Weird, slightly crazy, full of love, and beautiful. And that describes the man I'm here to introduce. Yes, it does. If you could take one person out of this nation of 350 million people and present it to the rest of the world and say, what's a real American look like?
Yeah, definitely could run.
I would say that white American would be both disobedient but decent.
What?
Is that in your Grindr profile,
give
Rob?
You the finger burst out laughing at the
it
same
don't
time.
Fucking match.
That's right. These two men have a lot in common.
He's very beautiful.
Well, I have the feeling that your wish will be granted.
Oh.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut
enough
up.
Enough of me talking. It is time to celebrate. Now, I know that many of you are not from Gonzales, which has a population I checked of 12,000 people.
Shut the
there
fuck up.
Twice that number here. So you came long distances, and you spent quite a bit of your money to get here.
Wow.
But it was worth it.
Was it?
Because can you put a price on living free in the last free country?
What?
Freedom!
So let me tell you, my fellow Americans.
The last free country?
What we've got.
Quite a few free countries.
All gathered here tonight of free people.
Well, the show isn't free.
By our love of country and under God. And in the name of that country and that God, we're here to celebrate a party that will not stop. And so, as I know you can.
The working families party?
Please be as noisy and disobedient as possible.
But in an orderly fashion.
Yeah.
Fucking rock.
But if we're being disobedient, then we wouldn't be noisy because you're asking us to be noisy.
Right.
Now, wow. That was unreal. But Kid Rock also was recently on Fox News, and I wanted to play this because you remember.
Wait, that wasn't that?
That wasn't that. Kid Rock was on Fox News, and you might recall he got some heat. Or we joked about him a few months back shooting a bunch of Bud Light cans, being like, hey, Bud Light!
Yeah.
Fire, fire, fire.
Hey, and, Bud Light, I'm going to pay you hundreds of dollars for your product so yeah. I can make a video.
And then, of course, immediately after it was noted that, you know, he's still selling Bud Light in his bars. Mm-hmm. And now he's moved on. He's no longer upset at Bud Light. Apparently, because he's wearing a Bud hat. He's wearing a This Bud's For You hat.
Oh, they hugged it out.
That's how. And, of course, Laura Ingraham, this she-devil. She had to acknowledge it.
She-devil.
Girls and Bob.
That was just, man, we got, I didn't know what hat I was wearing. We got bigger targets. I mean, when you look at Planet Fitness? Like, what are they doing?
Planet
like,
Fitness?
Ben and Jerry's?
Ben
I don't
and
want
Jerry.
Any targets on people's back. Target, like, I talked to the dudes from Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch, the CEO, and the people, like, man, they messed up. It's too bad they just won't say it. Like, hey, we messed up a little bit, you know, whatever, but that's not how they're cut. And, you know.
Oh, he knows that they're cut?
I got my answer. And I checked. I don't want to hurt people's jobs and stuff like that.
When yes, you do.
They don't have any dog in the fight, but there's a whole lot more companies we should be going after for sure.
That was just.
Well, I don't have no idea so what funny. He just said, but that was complete gibberish to me.
Yeah,
I mean that's what it was. It was just gibberish.
Is the angle what Kurt Angle calls himself now? Did he rebrand himself?
The Ingram Angle.
I know.
It's her show.
I got it. To. Yeah. Thanks.
It's a show on Fox News Channel.
Thanks, Wiki Rabia.
Laura Ingram is a Fox News journalist with a daily show.
Does she count as a journalist?
I think technically, yes. I wouldn't say she's a journalist, but...
She wouldn't have gotten hired at Metal Injection in the golden age of metal blocking.
Most definitely not. Yeah, I guess the new target now is Planet Fitness because a woman photographed a trans woman in the women's locker room and they asked that woman to leave. And because Planet Fitness defended the trans woman, now like 30 of them have gotten bomb threats all across the country thanks to libs of TikTok. So fucking stupid.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck out of here.
That's who was in the bathroom filming the trans woman?
Yeah, unfortunately. No. We thought she was cool, but Jada Cat.
It's sad.
Up to some shit.
I think this is an important bit of conspiracy. You know, we like to check in with conspiracies every once in a while here on the live cast, and this one's worth documenting. I'm not even going to introduce it. I'll let this TikTok historian just explain it.
Okay.
And by the way, the screenshot is a half and half image of Jim Carrey and Joe Biden.
I saved my best work for last. Enjoy the edit.
By the way, this user is fittest flat earther. On TikTok. He's the most fit flat earther.
More than Kyrie Irving? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll point him out as we go. Watch the arm timing.
This is his way to prove they're the same person.
Wait, who?
Joe Biden and Jim Carrey. That's the conspiracy, that Jim Carrey is actually Joe Biden is actually Jim Carrey performing.
But didn't Jim Carrey play Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
So did he just get the idea from that?
It's to throw you off the scent.
Okay.
See, he only played him. He wasn't really playing Joe Biden in real life.
And you can see it based on his hand movements in this 20-year-old movie and how they match this Joe Biden clip from last year.
Because if you're trying to conceal that someone's acting, you would mimic the person acting in a movie on purpose.
So is the point here that since Jim Carrey was born in Canada... If he's actually Joe Biden, then Joe Biden technically isn't the president? Is that what he's getting at?
No, I think he's saying that Joe Biden died and they brought in Jim Carrey.
Oh, so there was a Joe Biden separate from Jim Carrey.
I think that's what's happening.
Okay.
I'll hold you to it.
I'm free on the 7th. That's 7.
The synchronicity... It's too much to be a coincidence.
Two people walk.
That's 7.
How is this? It's so funny how like
7.
Hand railing.
What? This guy can't be for real.
Yeah, I think this is a bit.
Look, they tripped the same way. Not a coincidence.
Oh, that one might be a little persuasive.
Yeah.
Darren, are you getting convinced?
I'm not there yet, but that's a good piece of evidence. Yes!
Even the blue doorways here? Come on.
These flat earth people love the Truman Show, huh? Like, wasn't the Deftones guy talking about the Truman Show in one of the clips we played a while back about him?
As long as you're telling me there's a chance... I'm okay with it.
Probably even quotes Dumb and Dumber.
This was pure entertainment. Just satire. I don't really think these guys are the same.
That look at the end.
That's what he's doing. He's signaling. He has to say that so it won't get taken off TikTok.
Yeah.
But you know.
He would get taken off TikTok for saying that? Really?
He's probably uploading this in other places. Maybe not TikTok, but you definitely get taken off YouTube, I think.
That seems so silly that why would anyone even bother deplatforming it?
I mean, I think it's automated now.
You're spreading false information.
Yeah. They're really going hard on that type of shit. And even not like that flat earthers, you know, I mean, I don't even obviously support flat earth theory, but I also don't support a kook having their page to let them say their theory. Like, who gives a shit? What's that going to matter? I'm a big proponent in, you know, saying whatever crazy thing you like, and the way to combat it is by saying the correct thing.
Yeah. Also, like, what's really the danger in propagating that? It's not like people are going to, like, line up to jump off the side of the planet. Like, what's the harm? Like, dumb people get dumber. Okay.
Right. Well,
Where's the limit? If you leave that on, but would you also leave on stuff that says the Holocaust didn't exist?
Right.
Or
to go the other direction, what if the government decides to say, like, there are chemical weapons in a certain country, we should go invade them for the next 20 years? You know, that's misinformation, but that's misinformation that would never get taken down.
Of course.
Because it's selective by the people that own the platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anything, the people posting news updates that the government is lying, they would be more likely to get taken
down. Of course. Yeah. The correct information.
Yeah.
But that is, Rob, that is the argument they use when taking down the flat earth or policing comments and things like that is.
Yeah, yeah. Or like the Sandy Hook isn't real.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. There's a limit somewhere, I would say. I don't know where it is.
They would say that people are being opened to false things, and then they'll stumble across something that is more substantial than that. And then so it's like a form of babysitting, I feel like. Like, we know better. We're in charge.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
But which is something I find repulsive.
Well, so we don't think that Jim Carrey is Joe Biden. We're taking the stance that they're separate people.
I think Joe Biden would look more like Joe Biden if Jim Carrey was playing. Joe Biden looks like a withered, like, cadaver of himself. I think he'd look more human if he was played by Jim
Carrey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would be impossible to put makeup on a living, breathing human like Jim Carrey and make him look like Joe Biden looks now. It's just not, it's too much. They came close with that SNL thing, but yeah. The man probably did pass away in like 2019 or something.
Joe Biden?
Yeah, but he's being somehow animated. I don't think it's Jim Carrey. I think
you think it's still Joe Biden, just his corpse just being somehow trotted along. Yeah, with like just the latest science.
Well, I mean, not even like, yeah, the latest science that the government has access to, like some kind of super form of crank or whatever.
Advanced science, yes.
They just inject directly into his brain.
And he's like, or maybe, you know, this is the next level of AI. Joe is being run by AI. You know, it's just his body. And like, there's someone programming this AI model.
Yeah. Do you remember that thing where Joe Biden, I don't know if you guys saw this. This was like 2 years ago. He came off one of his plane trips, you know, and he lands and then they all come at him with the microphones or whatever. Uh-huh. And some camera, there was some camera trick or some illusion created where it looked like his hand passed through the microphone. And everyone online, and there was a reasonable explanation for it. It was like a camera lens, some fuck up with the lens. But like, everyone's like, Joe Biden doesn't exist, and this is a computer image that the White House is releasing so that we think there's a president. There's really like a cadre of like 17 people running the country.
Wouldn't that be better?
Well, in theory, maybe not with who are the 17 people would be. They'd just be like less like old Joe Bidens.
Like the dancing Itos, but the dancing Bidens.
Yes.
And instead of Marsha Clark, it's Kamala Harris.
But did either of you see that? I mean,
no.
That was a while ago.
No.
It was a big thing for like 3 days online, I remember. It does look really weird, to be fair. I can see why someone would. It really looks like his hand passes through a bunch of microphones. I'll see if I can find it. I'll put it in the Discord if I can find it, or if Rob's looking for it now.
I can't find it.
All right, I'll look it up.
Oh, wait, here we go. Here we go. There's a whole debunk video.
Clip has been circulating around Twitter and Reddit and everywhere about Joe Biden having some sort of green screened press gaggle out in front of the White House when he's walking out to his helicopter. Yeah. And if you haven't seen the clip, here it is now. You can see Joe Biden walking up to the press. His hand appears to go right through these microphones or go in front of these microphones when it really looks like, from the camera's perspective, these microphones should be way back or way in front of Biden. Like, there's no way his hand could go in front of him, right? Yeah. Well, I'm not so sure. I do have another camera angle that might shed some more light on this, so let's take a look at that now. So right here, you can see both clips are totally synchronized, and then the microphones that you can see in the clip are moving the same way, like they're synchronized, which would be really difficult to do post-production. And it sort of gives you a better idea of where these microphones might actually be in relation. The microphones
look way blurrier than Biden's hands. Like, it's
well, that's just the focus.
Right.
But they're right next to each other. Wouldn't the focus
They're not right next to each other. No, they're on different planes.
Okay.
It's bad photography.
He got off a plane, Rob.
But this was the way people reacted to this, not the debunk video, but the original clip, you would have thought aliens landed here. I mean, it was so viral for like a few days. It was like, oh, you see? He's a robot, or he's a projected image from something, you know.
I mean, I'm still not convinced that isn't the case.
Yeah, but this is because of this.
Yeah,
part of me respects that people do this. I think they get it wrong, like, a lot of the time. I respect people's first instinct being that the government is fucking with us. Like, that's a good instinct to have. You got to hone your range of beliefs a little bit, like, focus on the things, the shit they're actually doing. But I do respect when people.
All right, guys. So today a clip has been circulating.
Sorry,
it's okay.
I think Rob did that on purpose because he doesn't want your message getting out, Darren.
It's true, Rob. I believe that.
I want people to want to think that Joe Biden did this.
Yeah, did what? Put his hand through a microphone?
That he's not real, that he's just a simulation.
Oh, okay.
But why does it mean that maybe the microphones are the simulation and he's real? Why is it necessarily just that he's the fake thing?
That's fair.
It's a big microphone. Gaggle. They want to convince you.
He really doesn't have a gaggle following him.
Yeah.
They want to convince you Biden's at fault.
Yeah, it's like that AI image of Trump with like the young black men.
Oh.
He just wants to convince you that he's more popular than he actually is.
You mean that video that just came out when he went to that fast food place with all the black people?
No, I don't know what that is.
I was joking.
You didn't see that one?
Oh, this is great.
Trump. I don't know.
He goes to I'll give a preview. He goes to a fast food restaurant in a black neighborhood, Chick-fil-A. I forgot which one it was. And he is swarmed by loving black people in this video.
There's multiple angles.
Much like O.J. Simpson.
He spends time with them. You would think if you landed on this planet and had no knowledge of our history, that Trump was FDR, that he was the nicest man on the planet.
So there's two angles. I haven't seen this angle, but this is more akin to what you're talking about, Darren. It looks like absolute mayhem here. But this is the clip that I'm talking about.
It's coming up.
This is him at the Chick-fil-A. All the workers are gathered around, and they all.
Well, we know where Chick-fil-A stands, so.
Can I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken? I want to take care of the customers. Is business good? Making a lot of money. You're getting rich, right? Thanks very much.
Is there profit sharing at Chick-fil-A? I don't know that they're getting rich.
It's the customers also come in and like start schmoozing with him too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you got that.
Yeah, that I don't.
Hold on. He signs a couple of baseballs for this kid. The kid just brings him baseballs for some reason, and he's like, "Well, Trump played baseball, I guess, in college, but like, I don't think people generally know that."
Oh, here.
Do they think it's Wade Boggs?
Oh wow! Hold on. Here, listen to this.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a...
Let me give you a...
Oh, he's Joe Biden now. Fuck. Watch those hands.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Love it.
Yeah. Let's see. One with the kid with the baseballs in there?
I've not seen the baseball.
This is what happens when Soros stops sending his checks to the crisis actors. They go to the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, not wrong.
I hate to see it. Fucking capitalism. Yeah, no,
that looks to be it.
Oh, well. You get the idea.
Now you got me on Rumble.
What's that?
Oh. Rumble is like the right-wing YouTube.
What's your cat doing back there?
He's trying to go on the window ledge. Oh. There he goes.
Oh, let's get out.
Oh, no, Rob, get out of there.
Oh, wait, no, I was trying to highlight Darren's screen.
That's okay. He's behind the thing now. So
oh, it's over.
Is he going to knock over that pile of books?
He knocked over my Scrabble tiles, my pro Scrabble tiles. That cost me a lot of money. They're probably all over the floor now.
As long as he doesn't eat them.
Yeah, no, he's smart. He doesn't eat inedible things.
Did you have the tiles organized in a certain way, or
no? They're in a bag.
Okay.
I think they're. I can't really see from here. I think they're still in the bag. It's pretty tight. Okay. I hope. He's a nut. He just runs around like at 4 in the morning. He runs up and down the. I mean, most cats do that at one point or another. He does it every single night. Like, he does a 400-meter dash up and down my hallway. He's very adorable, but annoying sometimes.
Yes. No, I know that struggle.
He's also, what's weird, he's been here, like, now almost 3 years, and he still investigates the house. Like, he's always...
It's still new to him.
Sniffing a corner or like what's in here. Room that hasn't changed in like 2 years. It's like, oh jeez. Oh. I got another thing he does now. He climbed the chair I'm sitting on. He'll jump up here. He did it during I had a Zoom class. He sat up here for the whole class.
Oh nice.
But he climbs it like everything else. He'll jump up. He's perfectly capable of jumping up on high things. Higher than this chair, but for some reason, this chair he'll climb like it's a mountain climbing, like wall.
Does he scratch up the chair then?
I don't really care about this chair. Like it's it's whatever. But yes, he does scratch it up pretty bad. I don't let him scratch like good furniture in the house. He's a little peach. He's a little booger boy. I'm sorry, I can't help it. Nickname stuck.
I am A-okay with it.
All right. I tried not saying it for a few weeks, but it fits him so perfectly. Come here, you little booger.
I like that we're repurposing it. I'm all for that.
Thank you. I've reclaimed it for you.
Yeah.
Taking the herd away.
Totally fine with you.
Rob, do you want to... For newer listeners, do you want to explain the origin of the booger boy?
I was falsely slandered in elementary school. There was a false rumor that I picked my nose and then ate the booger, thus being given the nickname Booger Boy. Wrong.
And just to
be so cool,
just to put a pin on it, I called my cat Booger Boy like spontaneously without remembering that conversation at all. That was probably in there somewhere.
Just because you caught him eating one of Rob's boogers, though.
No. It had nothing to do with reality. It's just a sound.
Like, Wait a minute.
I call my cat names, random nonsense names, and that was one of them. And he responded to it very well. I gotta say, I support you, Rob. I don't believe you did this, but
you would support that too.
I would support you because you're my friend, but it would be gross. I find that to be the grossest thing. Like, how do you look at that out of your nose and want to put that in your mouth?
Agreed. That's why it was like, come on now.
People do it relentlessly. I even see it in school, like in 2024, when we have information at our fingertips. about health practices and stuff and how dangerous things are, and you're going to still put a booger in your mouth and chew on it and swallow.
Has there been a single baseball manager who has not at some point been filmed eating his own booger?
I'm not aware
eating?
Of
that.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, picking.
Just
sure,
this week, when I was watching a game. I don't remember who it was, but my wife pointed out that the camera caught this manager picking and eating.
Which one?
It must have been a Mets game, but I don't think it was the Mets manager. Oh, I think it must have been. You know who it was? It was the Braves manager.
Oh, Snitker.
Snitker. Yeah.
Snotker.
Yeah. But like I'm pretty sure there's like a highlight reel of Joe Torre eating his own boogers and digging into his massive fucking nose. I remember that
for sure. There's and they do it stealthily. They'll do one of these and then like a little.
But it's like you got to realize you're always being filmed. There's no stealthily. You're always on camera. They will catch you.
And if you're not, someone in the stands will get it with a fucking telezoom iPhone shot. Yeah.
But at that age, they're more booger men than booger boys.
That's true.
It's a different.
But my cat's a booger boy. He's 3.5.
Little baby booger boy.
Little baby booger boy.
All right, let's talk about our Spotify picks every week. We each pick a song. We throw it on our Spotify playlist. Just search for RIP Livecast Music Break. You can get that shiz. There's like over 4 days of music. It's very nice. My pick this week, I'm picking a classic from Dying Fetus. The song Pissing in the Mainstream. I'm actually going to see Dying Fetus today. They're playing at the Decibel Metal and Beer Fest in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with Deicide. Deicide's headlining, which I'm very happy about because that means I could leave early.
You know how I can tell that Rob doesn't work in the metal music industry anymore? Because typically when he would go to Philadelphia and see Decibel people, he would always beforehand ask me and or Darren if there was any Philadelphia sports stuff he could talk to them about. And he has not asked me that yet. So I know you're not even in that headspace. Yeah. You're just going to have a good time. You don't care about fake schmoozing.
It's correct.
You're just going to see the band and that's it.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Yeah, I didn't even ask for guest list or anything. I was like, I'm going to pay for my ticket.
Wow. How much?
Believe that. It's like 50 bucks, something like that.
It's not so bad.
He would just talk about a Roadkill versus Tommy Smothers ECW match.
Oh my God.
Well, they weren't even into wrestling. They're just big Phillies fans.
Oh, okay.
So we would
all of our input for Phillies games would be like negative. So
yeah.
You'd probably get beaten up.
Not now that he's jacked from jiu-jitsu.
That's true. You'd get in a fight then.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
But yeah, I'm very excited to see Dying Fetus at Decibel Metal and Beer Fest, especially because this is the 20th anniversary of Metal Injection. I have like a newfound nostalgia for them. I've been listening to them a lot more lately, and yeah, so I'm excited to see them. What was your pick, Darren?
I was going to say, first, any chance of getting Fying Ditas back together? Is that possible?
Don't think that's going to happen. I wish we could find that footage.
Yeah. A tribute band of Dying Fetus featuring some of our friends. Brother, Where You Bound is the name of my song by Supertramp. And I think that I have, maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, I may have set the record for the longest song uploaded to our...
Oh! I didn't do a full search, but as I was scrolling the list, I think I saw something that was in the 20-minute range.
Ah, okay.
So this might be the second longest.
What was it?
I do not remember. I could look it up.
This song is 16 minutes and 30 seconds. And it's very out. Like, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got some like political sound clips. Rob, for you, it's got a solo by David Gilmour. And it's on the, you know, a lot of people would say Supertramp is a little bit... I don't know, proggy, I guess. But this is a little bit more on the rock-y type of side. And I'm a big fan of Supertramp. I don't think I ever put them on the playlist before. So here it is. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy all quarter hour of it.
I'm still scrolling the list. But my pick was, I too, like Rob, I'm going to a concert tonight.
Oh.
I'm going to see the Descendants and the Circle Jerks and the Adolescents at this new venue in Brooklyn called the Brooklyn Paramount that just opened up. And I've already put Descendants and Adolescents songs on the playlist, so it's the Circle Jerks' turn. I picked the song Rats of Reality, which is from the mid era of Circle Jerks, 1983, and it's one of their more like
mid
sort of
being the middle or mid like they're not middle, so great
middle,
era.
Middle. It's one of their most critically acclaimed albums, so I wouldn't say it's a mid album, but it is the middle era, and it's a little on the metally side for them. It's one of their longer songs at 3 minutes and 16 seconds. It's called "Rats of Reality," and it's good. It's sort of about mental illness and just negative thoughts creeping into your brain, defeating you.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, same. I'm going to continue scrolling this list to see if I could find what that 20-minute track was.
And, of course, I want to mention our Patreon, patreon.com/RIPAlivecast. If you enjoy the show, we provide it for you for free every week, and you want a little more love, a little more live cast in your earbuds or your eye vehicles, you can get so on Patreon, patreon.com/RIPAlivecast. $5 a month gets you 2 bonus episodes every month and access to our entire archive of nearly 5 years of bonus episodes. And also a weekly column from Sydney about what television shows to watch. And our bonus episode, our featured bonus episode at the moment is a watch along of Cosmo, Queen of Melrose, like a whole 45-minute interview where Cosmo talks about his upbringing and crazy stories from his life. And we have a great time getting to know Cosmo. Sincerely, we love you, Cosmo. And I believe on Monday, when your taxes are due, we're going to be uploading a brand new episode where we do a roundtable discussion on The Crow, the original The Crow, with Brandon Lee, The Crow. The Crow.
And I did, I found the 20-minute song. Darren, this is probably one of your picks. I'm not certain, though. It's a version of Highway to Hell by Animal and Richard Kaplan.
Yep. That's it. But I think it was
3 years ago.
I'm trying to think if that's no, it's not. I was gonna say it might be the end of an album and they have a hidden track, and that's why it's like that, but it's not. It's not. It's the first song. That
weighs in at 20 minutes and 36 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, and if you want to throw us a few extra bucks, $10 a month, you get to be a top live cast fan. And we give you a shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. How are we doing the shout out to Bobby?
Maybe for each entry, you say what actor is actually portraying them in a conspiracy, a la Jim Carrey and Joe Biden.
Okay. We have Eric, who is clearly being portrayed by David Schwimmer. Let's see. that actor's name is in my head.
All right.
Benjamin, who's going to be. Portrayed by
well, you crap at number two.
I can't think of the Jesse Plemons. That's the name. Okay. I had the guy. I had his face. I couldn't think of the name. Dan R will be represented by Jake Gyllenhaal. Mindy Mayer's Kippa will be represented by what's her name Gyllenhaal? Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh. What's her name? That's her stage name.
Shasur Sassoucitz is Ben Affleck. Lando Danks is Jimmy Fallon.
Oh God, Dan, that's not even really. I guess that's an actor.
That's right. From the era when he was in that movie with Queen Latifah. about the taxi cab.
Wow.
LaCroix reminds me of a young Robert Redford.
Wow.
Corey and Scotty H are Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Aaron, I would say, is Brendan Fraser. Or what? I don't know if Aaron's male or female. So
female.
So I would say, oh, then Aaron is Kirsten Dunst, let's say.
Oh.
And then
Jesse Plemons' wife.
Douglas, who are you, Levison? You would be Brendan Fraser. Jander, I'm going to give you, let's see, I'm going to give you Danny DeVito because you're constantly ripping on my and Darren's appearance in our Discord. So payback, bitch. And Randy Blythe, I will go with Philippe Kirkorov because of the crossover.
Livecast favorite.
And that's our show, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Until then, we love you. We kiss you. Bye-bye.